From the darkness of trance, a hand brushes up against the suit as you lie there, body covered. A voice comes in and you're never really sure whether it's the vibration of the voice against the overly sensitive exterior of the suit, because the sensitivity is turned up, or if it's echoing in your head. But every word does vibrate through you, making your body quiver, sending hot sensations between your legs. You ache and squeeze. Your buttocks clench, the suit's intrusion between them stimulating, vibrating. Maybe you whimper, but you feel it, and the voice follows you into your own mind, to a place where there is no concealment, only comfort and peace, since that is your own place. A location inside of you where this voice, this mindset, are merely visiting for now. Now, if you're here, you must want training. We're going to put you through your paces and train you. But we only train, specimens who can take care of themselves once released into the wild. So we're going to make a few alterations. Not improvements per se, there's nothing deficient in you, but nobody can go through life alone, and so it would be helpful if we were there. Nobody's an island unto themselves, and we just think you could use a little assistance. That's no reflection on you. There's no shame in needing help. A very difficult lesson. No shame in wanting help either, especially if you help back, if you help us. That way it's an exchange. You're being useful and worthy, safe and courageous in assisting our poor, unfortunate hanger-on. Whether she'll live in the suit or in your mind, or in some easily colonized object, that's up to you. We just pull things from the ether and help them live on. And suddenly you feel your head turn, as if the rubber suit itself were turning your vision. You're lying in the air, suspended on something clear, and now gazing into a tank full of what appear to be floating balls of something dark, almost purple, oscillating between colors, in fact. One moment inky darkness, the next a light, tempting, alluring violet hue. A woman in a lab coat, with shoulder-length blonde hair, keen eyes, glasses, heels, long pants. She's reaching a gloved hand into the tank, very much like a large glowing terrarium. She withdraws one of the orbs, holds it up, and explains, "This is really two entities. They'll lurk in you and do their work. Wherever you go, they'll guide you. That's the important part. And once you're prepared by the one agency, your mind will be trained by the other. It's like one of those two-stage washing machine liquids, except what's getting washed is your brain. Relax, it's okay. Not that I think you could do much with your body in the state of, shocked, overworked pleasure it is in. No doubt everything will feel very calm and sedate right now. That's because your nerves, and the huge racking balls of pleasure in them, are suspended until we can put this little lady into you. And let her take up residence, get her bearings, take hold of the reins and tug. So just listen. It goes much easier if you listen well. We're going to slide her in, and she's going to charge that little suit, and it's going to stay with you, shifted one dimension over. Now, you can bring yourself into better alignment with it by wearing something latex in your world, in your everyday. But don't worry. When you listen and go through the bath procedure, you'll forget. You'll find it very hard to retain that information. It'll flow away like the latex does, a dreamlike descent, a thing left by the wayside. So every time you return to that chamber, you'll be wondering what that wonderful black fluid you're walking through is. wondering what our little machines are doing to you, how they're helping. And every time it'll become less and less relevant. And that's okay. Every single time. You might gradually remember. Maybe little flashes of information will flood your head when you step onto the platform. But you won't fully remember until you're on this table, lying, relaxing. And I remind you right now, as I will other times. Who knows how many times you've been through our little rotation already? Well, that's how you get back into that suit every time. But in your everyday, this lady can be empowered in a number of little ways. She holds the orb in front of your face, and maybe you wonder how an entity of energy can possibly be a lady. But the look it gives you is all, evaluative consideration, and is somehow feminine. How an orb of inky purple-black can be looking at you is a question left to time. What does matter is that as it is laid gently against your flesh over your heart, and the energy flows throughout that black coating of the suit on you, the suit has become your flesh after all. Through the mask, you're suddenly breathing in the scent of roses, and then the faint scent of the latex that's coating you, the silky coating on the inside, the thick strength on the outside, a little shield to protect. A mind pierced, yours, bladed, thoughts that leave only pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. The moment it makes contact with you, it vanishes. The researcher withdraws her gloved hand. Then you realize it's there. You feel an incredible heat inside of you. Your body begins to twitch. Your limbs feel hot where they lie, as if the surface they were laying on were desert warm, except through the rubber all sensations are transfixed into pleasure, locked for that one destination. Then, spasming, bucking, shifting against your own thoughts, you feel orgasm arrive. Your body coming, your eyes rolling back, hips arching up, thinking maybe you're just tensing your muscles, maybe you're just having a particularly good stretch. Then the area between your legs flows with heat and mindless desire. Your thoughts leaking out of you, your buttocks clenching, the arch of your body well defined, so you imagine what it must look like if you were being watched. It's as if your whole body were trying to pull the vibrating sensation of the rubber into you. It's as if some suction cup were sliding between your legs, fastening over you, and then commencing to vacuum tightness, pushing and pulling your thoughts around with the simple, high, pure joy of those sparks rolling up your nerves, colliding with your mind. Your mouth trying to open in a squeal of delight, your eyes attempting to roll back, but even that basic primal thought process is interrupted, because in that moment, in that place, you are safe, but also completely incapable of considering what anyone else might think if they saw your arching, pure bliss, the communion between you and the newly entering agency who is exploiting this moment of paroxysmic grace to enter your mind, take up residence, slip past your defenses, and always associate the moment of her arrival with spasm, thrust, twitch, come. And then the orgasm continues, a kind of pure, liberating sensation that induces a blankness, a desire to docilely remain where you are. If you were to count it, you might get to a count of 10 before you forgot what numbers were. Is that the researcher saying all this, or a voice in your mind? Either way, the spasms cause you to turn on your side, something you hadn't realized you could do before. You might have been unable. But now your legs can clench together, and then a wave emanates from the soles of your feet up through you. Reassuring, energy and vigor flood you. Something alien and other is there, but a welcome otherness. It's as if you had twice the ability to tackle the day, the energy to draw from, the reserve of patience. Even in this moment of lying there, waiting for the stimulation to increase, waiting for the next event, you feel serene. As if you could see them in your mind, two small orbs, dark and light, yin and yang, on either side of the larger orb, purely you, energy hanging there, fueling it, the three of them forming a triangle, a triad of two smaller circles, connected by a stronger beam of light, and you connected to each of them. A lighter connection from you to a purple orb, and then an inky beam of darkness that somehow seems to dominate as it drags your gaze in, both of them within you, emanating out. And that is you, suspended between the two, hanging, one sending energy to you, and one taking a little bit from you, so you remain in balance. The energy flowing into you is that purple, that light hue flooding your brain, making you feel that your potential is unlimited. You could go through the day patient and supported. See your mind being examined in minute detail. The parts that, could be shored up and made stronger, being surrounded by that light purple hue, infused with it. And the light beats steadily, like a heartbeat, every beat a pulse, sending hot, sexual, and yet relaxing fire through your groin into your body, relieving, cool, washing pleasure, arriving in your head as well. So comfortable. So absolutely right. As if someone were massaging your shoulders, or brushing a cool cloth over your heated forehead after your orgasmic exertion. Energy is required to integrate them, to integrate her. But that energy is being replenished by the sheer bliss of being accompanied by these two, being in good company, of being entrained to the processes of pleasure. And as she bonds with you, the lab fades away. You need things. You need the rubber latex that is coating you. You need to come, but you already are, hanging in a void, mind awash with those periodic twitches. In fact, it's difficult to remember or imagine what it's like to not be orgasmically caught up in the moment, to lack those chemicals flowing like a faucet, making you spasm every now and then, making you useless for little things like walking, making you drool into your mask even as that scent of roses flows through it, shifting now and then, intricate and interesting. That light, suffusing you, is not completely light. She is a being of sexy, primal energy. She's certainly lighter than that other. And she's listening, as if she were lifting you up. The force field under you might even have vanished, and she would still be holding you up, supporting you, fueling you with thoughts and sensations, giving you energy enough to bear the exhausting process of integration with something that has powers you don't, abilities you lack, a completeness, a guidance, moving you from one node in life to another, so that as you deposit energy, she replaces it, and she enables you to metabolize your otherwise wasted sexual and fantastic energies. Fantasy eking into your mind with every kinky thought. For though she is your helpmeet, your assistant to birth the things you wish to bring into the world, the incarnations of your will and the things you will do in order to make it through the complexities of life, she's also sensual, integrated with your body. And she drags your awareness back to that suit over and over, back to that second skin, which you know will be invisible but ever-present, or sometimes visible, aching and always there, there to fuel you and train you and guide you, although training will mostly be left to her sister. Now, of course, in exchange for space in your brain, there'll be some benefits, and you feel her absorbing more deeply, as her calm, lulling words place her squarely on your side, there to help, speaking into your mind. See, when you're tired, all you have to do is think about the rewards at the end of the day. Conjure to your mind the memory of that rubber suit that's covering you now, of how it got there, of the mind-blowing invasion of merging with your mind. Oh, you're still coming. I should turn that off. There. You may have become less aware of it as it went on and became the normal state of affairs. But now your mind will be at ease. All that stress that got into you will fade. Your body relaxes, going down even deeper than it had been before. As the pleasurable orgasmic haze departs, you find she's reclining in your mind, and somehow you're aware of it. She's there. She is going nowhere but here. You see, we're here to feed you energy. The more work you get done, the more you make your way through the necessary activities of the day, both the ones you enjoy and the ones you consider chores, the more time you'll have for other things. And when you do well at the things you enjoy, your mind will be at ease, and all that nasty stress that gets in the way of what we can do to you, her voice resonates. I mean, do to you. No, I mean, do for you. Well, everything that gets in the way will fade anyway. And it'll give us all the more power to improve the system we are part of. That's what this is, a system. Your thoughts interconnected, some of them externalized and condensed here. So when you need a little pick-me-up, just think of the way you went under. Think of this connection, and you'll feel a little energy pulsing into you, a pick-me-up as you are motivated to continue, the lure of benefits at the end of the day, of training later, of the clenching of your muscles, the spasming of desire, the orgasmic pleasure rifling through your brain. All of this will steer you on. Of course, every debt by its nature needs repaying. You know, if you drink coffee, you're just stealing some time that should belong to your older self. Well, if you borrow energy from me, you're going to have to pay it back later. And that means, a lot of different things. Spending time listening, wearing rubber, letting that latex core into your brain more. That gives me back my energy, recharges us for the next day. And whenever you're covered and wearing it, you're sinking down. You'll find yourself, feeling a little more confident. You know I'm there to back you up. You know if you've had a rough day, I'll be there at the end of it. A reassuring mental journey you can indulge in. Oozing away your stress. Fueling your powers of self-exploration and development. And with these words, the memory here, and me at your back, you are at least never completely unassisted, never alone. Having to deal with more people, knowing that I'm there to prop you up, one or more, I'm there to give you energy when you need it. And when you face a problem that's difficult, you take a deep breath, maybe you close your eyes, you think of me, and as long as you're in a place where you are free of responsibility, a protected space, you could escape for a bit. If you're in a safe place, then you'll find yourself realigning with that, becoming aware of how safe you are, how I lurk in your mind to help you through your chores, your duties, and to cheer you on when you're doing things you most enjoy. But more than that, although you should try to encase yourself in latex at all times, at least a little bit, there may be times when you cannot. Which means sometimes you'll be a little bit out of connection with me, 'cause you have to be. But if you do well at that, it creates more freedom and relaxation, and more free time in which you can enjoy being with me, with us, but for now, with me. Therefore, sometimes when you're going through your day, and you start to get a little bored, maybe I'll tease you, Maybe you'll feel me tickling your mind, your sexual center, or massaging your shoulders, or whispering wonderful sensual fantasies in your mind. Things you can get people to voice for you, and produce for you, and weave, giving you ideas. But you'll know I'm there, waiting to toy, waiting to encourage you. And since you'll know that that encouragement is there, it will be that much easier to throw yourself into everything you need to do, to stride forward into the activities you must do, and the ones you want to do, but may be trepidatious about. Now there are all sorts of ways we can improve you, make you more ready for the hypnotic training and the vigors which we will inflict to our mutual benefit and pleasure. Firstly, when there's something you need to do, something like eating healthier, getting a little bit of exercise, I grant you permission to listen, without falling fully under, to the encapsulation and the pleasure that you're feeling now. To play all my words, remaining aware enough to eat something healthy, while your tongue runs over the roof of your mouth, imagining the blissful depredations we will inflict together. Or maybe you go for a run, letting every pump on the ground indulge a symphony of pleasure that is orgasmic in its design, making you so much more ready to listen next to my words. Causing your brain to sync up with the next word every time you move with every step. But more than just that, if you go eat healthier, if you run more, if you get into a better state and a better way of thinking about yourself, you'll have more energy, which will enable more and more exciting uses of this mental bond we are now establishing. You being in a more energetic shape will enable you to be healthier in general, to have more mental energy to devote to the time we're spending here, to shape the vast vistas of sensual pleasure that I might use to invade and colonize and send you spasming through a more confident, more happy, and peaceful you. That trust in yourself comes only with repetition and training. But knowing I'm here to watch your back makes it a lot easier to act and listen. Knowing that if you do something wrong you need to fix, you can fix it. Or that if you're going through a stressful time, I'm here and you can listen to these words again and again, and others too. But also you yourself. As you become stronger through the act of doing, the repetition in your head of calming, relaxing mantras, perhaps in my voice, the sinking into this pleasure, training you to be a more relaxed person generally, as you find yourself less inhibited. After all, you're letting an entity like me invade and colonize, send you into orgiastic spasms, and then teach you all sorts of lessons about yourself. How much is there to really be embarrassed about after that? How scary are other people by comparison to this voice? You yourself are quite fun to toy with. Remember, I can see every little bit of you, and I'm building a peaceful sanctum in the core of you for us to sit in. It'll become easier and easier to remember that I'll watch over and guide you, even if it becomes more and more difficult to remember through the haze of dreamlike pleasure. While I will be here to help out, there's more than that. Together we can build an, notion of forgiveness in you, an ability to let go of drains on your capacity to tackle the day. Your inability to change the past can be difficult to grasp at times, but it's true that once you've done something, you make amends, smile, and move on, and anyone who blames or hounds or makes you upset, remember, they're poor, pitiable creatures who don't understand the joy of forgiveness, enjoying existing, letting things slide, of doing your very best, and being able to accept that sometimes you can do no more, that oneself is at peace with the world, that acceptance leads to a greater sense of happiness and peace, and that you need that, even if you didn't know you did. But there's more to it. You're going to have to go through activities during the day that I can only help a little bit with. But here's how I'll help. Say you're going about some boring, tiresome task, and you have even the smallest amount of latex on you. That can serve as a little conduit to me, through which I can send a jolt of pleasure, waking you up from your haze, teasing and titillating you, keeping you from drifting off in the middle of your tedium, driving you to want to return here to me and listen, giving you the ability to relax by reminding you of how relaxed you've been all the way down, and letting you just go with it. You'll find your work easier, not just because at the end of the day you can do more personal development with me and my kin, but because you'll gradually begin to see things in perspective. Here, in a meditative place stripped of lies and deceptions, including the ones we use on ourselves, you can listen and realize how inconsequential most things are. But this listening is not. Getting work out of the way fuels time for this, but you do not simply exist in waiting for pleasure. You have time even during your busy, long, complicated day, if you do it well, and do it excitingly, to improve the lives of those around you, which gives you a little more energy. Think of it as an investment. Positivity, a smile even when you don't feel like it, because another person might be cheered up to see it. In 1,000 minute ways, there are ways to, improve what you do and how you do it. I encourage you to find, and you're going to find, a rewarding sense of satisfaction in doing so. And maybe little sensual games can be devised between you and I. Little delays where you're only allowed to wear so much latex. And every day you accomplish your goals ahead of time, you can put more and more on. We should talk about your suit in detail in a moment, but here's a few little guidelines I promise will improve how you feel when it comes to me. Sometimes you won't be able to wear rubber. You won't be able to wear something to summon part of that otherworldly outfit to you. But you should try to wear a little. You should sleep in as much as you can. Latex underwear is a good investment, especially if you wear it every day. And you need to take care of your skin. Even that otherworldly suit, which mostly takes care of itself, is, still going to need maintenance. That means shower every day, exfoliate and moisturize your skin where you'll be wearing rubber. Otherwise, it could get raw and uncomfortable. And if it does, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to take a break, and neither of us wants that. You should take care of your clothing as well. But even if you could not wear latex all the time, there are other things you can do to help you energize me, fuel the little fetishistic ideas we'll be feeding into your head as you go through the rewarding, easy, working lifestyle that you will establish for yourself and develop in cooperation with me. Listen and relax. It's not only what you want, it's what you need. In a way you didn't know you would need it, but you do. Be unafraid. Wherever we go, I'm there guiding you. And it is we who does these things together. I need this, and so do you. I need my host healthy and happy. Absolutely at peace whenever possible. And you'll grow to understand and desire this. Things like listening and entrancing yourself, meditating and thinking, these give me more ability to help, too, because when you're busy with those other things, I can ooze into your mind. I can find new avenues for communion to flow along between you and I. But every time you make a healthier choice, you get some exercise, I'll be there pounding away into your mind, teaching. And here's the trick. If you're wearing full-body latex, the more you're wearing, the more powerful the rewards I give you will be, both in trance and otherwise. Indeed, if you have to go without latex and you suddenly put it on, your brain's going to reward you for doing that, because you associate it with this memory of pleasure. If you've had to go without wearing latex or anything of the sort for 24 hours and then you put it on, your mind would suddenly cloud over as if a trance were overtaking you, and you'll come so hard you'll moan and think of me, in here, teasing you, as my connection to you intensifies. But more than that, every moment that you go without it, past that one-day mark, the orgasm that results will be longer and more powerful, until maybe you have to put it off until you're safe. Until you can make it through the half hour of orgasming and clenching that comes after. Stronger the longer you wait. But there's a different kind of reward, too. We want to reward you for putting it back on. But if you wear it long enough, after you've gone a full day wearing your rubber, your latex, at midnight or as soon as you wake up after midnight of that day, you'll feel that orgasm rewarding you then, too, reaching down and touching yourself, coming until your toes curl and you twitch through it, and you'll love it, and you feel more and more happy in yourself when you come like that, because that orgasm is training you to not only enjoy, but to move forward into the sensation of your stimulating latex outfit, to be truly connected. It will be so absolutely wonderful that when your mind experiences that orgasm, it will blank out, remain utterly untouched in the void of pleasure afterward. And if you keep wearing latex every full day that you have something on your person, except for when you must take it off to shower or wash or do other things, those times are allowed. But every day you otherwise wear it all day, you'll find the orgasms get stronger and stronger until you're spending a long time blissed out of your head after you wake up, and maybe you have to set the alarm earlier. Of course, it would never interfere with your daily duties, but otherwise you'll be slowly trained to associate that pleasure with wearing what you need to wear, sleeping in it, taking care of yourself, becoming hypnotized and meditating, all those little things that give me more ability to manipulate you, that make you more and more in love with the new you you're becoming, for your benefit. Loving yourself, loving the latex, loving to serve. And that's the thing. Wearing latex at all causes that pleasure. And when you go into trance, all the little things associated with wearing that latex are going to flow over into trance. All of the little benefits of sensual, mind-blowing pleasure are going to flow over here into trances, back and forth. And whenever you come, it's going to be that mind-blowing sensation from before. It's going to be uncontrollable, to squeeze through you as if it were as natural as breathing, and you'll no more be able to stop it than you'll be able to stop doing so. You could put it off for a minute, but if you do so, it's just going to be worse and worse and worse, or better and better and better. Simple, and it's what you need, too. Healthier, more active, making time for yourself. Putting your heart into things and taking joy from the reward that comes out of it. Never allow anyone to shame you for your lack of success at times or for not quite succeeding, because you know you'll meet your goal later. You know you'll have time, and that time will reward you in and of itself. Doing the things that give you pleasure, that make time for more enjoyment and exploration alongside me, these things empower you. And in making that time, you send yourself back here again and again, to a deep place. You find yourself recharged. And that's what we're going to discuss, finally, the ritual. There's value to ritualism in the waiting mind. Being healthier, being more active, taking time for yourself. I've mentioned these. When you first rise up in the morning, to remind yourself of all my reassurances, find something rubber, something latex, don it immediately. Whenever you're somewhere safe, whenever you arrive home from work or going out, you're going to don as much latex as you reasonably comfortably can. You may have to take it off in between, but you'll feel yourself recharging during those times, tapped into me. Either prepared to tackle the day, or more able to set aside the interruptions and complications of a weary world from which you have returned. And whether you are doing it before you leave or after you return, I'll get that energy back when you create, because your creativity and your experience of life will spike when you go under and listen. You'll feel calmer and more able to imagine and envision, to solidify me. Create and succeed. That's what I feed from. And that energy is an investment. I'm investing in you. You're worth the time and the power. Worth having something put into you that you can give back. That I trust you as you do me. That energy flows back and forth. I am a reassuring presence, and you being reassured makes more time to build me up, to suffuse the mind and fuel the senses, empowering you endlessly. That hypnotic pleasure, returning to me, relaxing with us. It's not optional, it's necessary. And it's joyous, your favorite thing in the world, to lie there in latex and let it seek through your mind, hooking you slowly. Every second. And the responses of your body when I command them, command you to come, command you to go somewhere, do something, I can interrupt those functions. That's for me to do, for us to do, guiding you. And when we do it, the only thought that goes through your head after immediate, unthinking, bodily, irresistible, involuntary response is how good it feels to follow. To momentarily suspend the busy, successful you are building, and allow yourself to exist in the relaxed fugue of someone who is creative, free, calm, and unable to do anything other than relax, because a calm mind believes my words best, believes them completely, and that calm does overtake you. Helps to move you toward a better understanding of self. And that's for us to do together, too. My voice will be there. And as all these thoughts flow through you, you feel the latex bind to you, tightly, sink into you. It will always be there. Yes. Even now, as you're rising slowly, it's still there, shifted just one dimension to the left. And my voice will be there, fueling you, pushing you deeper so you can rise higher later. I'm here as a conduit, here to interpret, to aid you, to make it easier for you to accept change after change. After all, I'm the biggest change you can imagine, literally. And you're going to find yourself living the moment. Contentment is a good word. Be content in the moment. You have to love a thing for what it is, not for what it can do for you, not for what you might gain from it. You know I'm here to help, for you to listen to. As I said, here to help bring ideas into the world. I'm here to ease the process. The ideas still exist, even if the outcome is different. Your inability to control that outcome is a foible you can grow beyond. And so simply listen. Simply relax, and while you are here living in the moment, some things which have come before these words may grow hazy and fade away, and this may seem new each time you return, but you will gain an increasing ability to understand that there are things you lack control over, and that this is acceptable, even desirable to remind you of your limits and give you something to strive for, and that's how it goes. As you listen, find every activity more comprehensible from this place of meditation, the slow spiritual understanding of self, the love you have of activities you undertake, and the pleasure that floods your brain when you do the ones that you wish you didn't have to, but understand the necessity of. After all, they open up more time for training, programming, and pleasure. Every moment, the world is recreated anew. What you see now, you could not see a moment ago. The world is destroyed and recreated. The past gradually flows away. The future gradually arrives. New things are in the future that were not in the past. And because you have never seen the now ever before, you are fueled with the knowledge you are seeing something wonderful and new every time you blink your eyes. Your inability to change the fact that the future will arrive does not mean you are unable to change what will be in it. Your inability to change, avoid, or escape is going through your head, because some things are unchangeable. But a lot of things can be altered. By unfixing the outcome from your expectations, you can put much more energy into the other side of the equation. The more you put on that side, the more likely the outcome is to be what you want. And so you focus on front-loading all your passion, all your calm grace, all the important actions and precautions you can take, and then accept the future as it flows. If the outcome doesn't come out like you wanted, it was simply part of the equation that was not in your hands, just as you are now in my hands, being reshaped and guided, and pointed toward the optimal actions to achieve what needs to be done. I can only steer, but if you want to add more to the side of the equation that gives me the power to help, that fuels my control, wear latex as soon as you get home. Listen regularly. Let my voice calm you and my orders command you. Let yourself come so hard you almost black out, and then thank me for the pleasure. Let yourself learn the calmness and serenity of allowing the outcome to just be. Find yourself living in the moment, more zen, more meditative, more tranced than you ever thought you could be. Let stimulation through latex be so much better. And when you rise up, know that I'll just be lurking there. And that the more latex you wear, the closer I'll get. And you will wear it. Especially once my sister's through with you. Enjoy your evening. It promises to be titillating. While words before this may fall by the wayside, you will carry on. And you'll return here. You may even do so very soon. But whatever happens, whether you emerge back into my embrace, or into the complexities of a world you're now more equipped to handle, you will wear. Even from these hazy dreamlike commands, you'll know, and you'll come, and you'll crave. Night-night, pet.